Hello, everyone. This is Pastor Howie Maxson of Fowler Baptist Church, and I am your Mars Hill Radio Pastor of the Day. The day this is being broadcast is the 3rd of November, 2025. And yesterday at church, I preached a message entitled A Slap in the Face and the Imposition of Grace from Isaiah chapter 1, Luke chapter 19, and 2 Thessalonians chapter 1. In the Isaiah text, we see God trying to awaken the Judeans to listen and return to him. He uses strong language designed to disturb their peace. He refers to them as Sodom and Gomorrah. But he also promises his imposing grace to cleanse them of their sins and restore them to his peace. He says, "Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they are red as crimson, they shall be like wool. If you are willing and obedient, you will eat the good things of the land, and if you resist and rebel, you will be devoured by the sword." Grace is imposed upon a sinner, lost in a corrupt and corrupting world, when Jesus, in Luke chapter 19, invites himself to eat with Zacchaeus, the tax collector. Grace is also imposed upon the community who hated, judged, and marginalized Zacchaeus and other sinners. And grace is invoked upon the church in Thessalonica that Paul wrote to, along with peace in the midst of the turmoil imposed upon them by unbelieving persecutors. Grace brings peace to us, no matter the circumstances. Thanksgiving and prayer is the proper response. And thinking about these things, I asked our congregation some questions. Are we people who are learning to do right, seek justice, defend the oppressed, take up the cause of the fatherless, and plead the case of the widow? Or, as Micah 6:8 says, to act justly and to love mercy and to walk humbly with your God? Or do we need a little loving smack from God to wake us up? Has God's grace imposed upon us to bring us to repentance, reformation from our old ways, and restoration to the way, the truth, and the life of Jesus Christ? Do we know the peace that passes understanding that grace brings to our lives, or is peace with ourselves and with others missing? Are we seeing and thankful for God growing our faith and increasing our love for one another? Are we constantly praying for one another, that God may make us worthy of his calling, and that by his power he may bring to fruition our every desire for goodness and our every deed prompted by faith? We pray these things and ask these questions so that the name of our Lord Jesus may be glorified in us, and we in him, according to the grace of our God and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. This has been Pastor Howie Maxson of Fowler Baptist Church, and I have been your radio pastor of the day.